A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was. But he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." He came down quickly and received him with joy. When they saw him, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have extorted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost." The Gospel of the Lord. I think we have found the conversion story of Zacchaeus really fascinates us. First, we can see how Jesus treats sinners, whether tax collectors, prostitutes, or adulterers in the Gospel, always with a special compassion and openness. And secondly, this story also proves to us that the power of love and compassion of our Lord Jesus Christ can truly make a difference in our lives. So what we can learn from Jesus and Zacchaeus into the Gospel, I think first it's obvious that Jesus knows this person because he addresses him by name Zacchaeus when he sees him from the sycamore tree. And besides knowing his name, Jesus also knows his professions as a chief tax collector, who is seen as the sinner in the eyes of the Jews. But Jesus is very much aware that according to the Jewish law, anyone associated with a sinner is considered unholy and unclean. But he still wants to associate to this sinner by spending time at his house. So by saying to stay at Zacchaeus' house, Jesus publicly makes it known to the Jews that he's not afraid to lose his reputation as a holy person when entering the house of the sinners. This proves to us that he is the Son of Man, has come to the world and saved what was lost. On the other hand, Zacchaeus also was a chief tax collector, a person of importance and wealth in the city of Jericho. He didn't mind what the people thought about his reputation. The fact of being able to see Jesus was more important than that, how the people thought about him climbing up the sycamore trees. So the Gospel really surprised us that when Jesus saw Zacchaeus, he called him by name and expressed the desire to stay at Zacchaeus' house. This openness and loving of our Lord Jesus Christ certainly led Zacchaeus to a public act of repentance. And according to the book of Numbers, those who defraud someone should pay that person back in full amount, plus 20% of that amount. Zacchaeus, in his moment of repentance and conversion, promised to pay back fourfold anyone whom he may have defrauded in the past. In other words, his conversion was not only in words, but also in actions. And I remember Frederick Buchner summarized this story of Zacchaeus through this very interesting statement. He said, "Zacchaeus climbs up to the sycamore tree as a crook, but when he climbs down to the sycamore tree, he's a saint." So today we can ask ourselves, do we want to imitate Zacchaeus to invite Jesus into our life, our families, and our homes? Do we want to respond to Jesus' love by announcing a public act of conversions? So may God open our hearts so that we cannot wait to welcome him into our life, of course, especially prepare ourselves to this holy day seasons. May we imitate Zacchaeus to become saints, through our acts of humility and generosity to people of God.